A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. The first thing that strikes me as we hear these familiar words from the Gospel of Matthew is the incredible positive affirmation in terms of how God sees us, or how Christ saw the disciples. You are probably familiar with this reading. For many of us, it is one of the readings that is often chosen for the feast of our Holy Father Dominic. And it's worth just pausing to absorb that incredible message. You are like the seasoning for the earth. You're its seasoning. You are light. The overwhelming appreciation or perspective with which Christ sees us. We are like light for the world, like a city on a hilltop, like the light that lightens up the house. We are like enlightened ones. We are the earth's seasoning. And so the very first thing that comes to our mind is the great sense of trust, of confidence that God places in us, what God sees in us, what we seldom may even see in ourselves. But then along with this, there comes that great challenge. If indeed, as followers of Christ, as Christ's disciples, we are to be seasoning like salt for the earth, we can't lose that flavor. If it's lost, then what we're really all about comes to nothing, is gone. If indeed we are light, enlightened, then we should not hide our gifts. We should not underestimate ourselves. We should see ourselves and our gifts at the service of God's work in the world. And so with this very affirmative, appreciative way of perceiving who we are comes also that corresponding significant challenge to not waste that vocation, to not set aside that call, but rather to let our light shine before others, to let your light shine. And yet the tendency can so often be there to underestimate who I am, what I have to offer. And so perhaps the most beneficial aspect of this reading is to just take time to savor how God sees us, that I am like the seasoning in a meal, the seasoning for the kingdom, the seasoning on the earth. That's what God sees and what God expects, that we let our light shine and we not become so overly self-consciously modest about what we can do that indeed we hold back. I would like for a moment to read this same text, but from a contemporary English translation in a modern, perhaps maybe even too American, a kind of idiom. But it helps to bring home, it seems to me, the message of this gospel text for all of us to both hear what God sees in us and to understand what that then means in terms of expectations of us. This is a reading from a contemporary English translation by Eugene Peterson. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. In this translation, I think we see both how God sees us and what God expects of us. That God sees in us more than we may see in ourselves, and that means we cannot underestimate what we can do through the power of God working within us. We are not preoccupied with ourselves in any self-preoccupied way. Indeed, light shines forth, and that's what we are called to do. We are called to be bread for the world. But before we can let go of all that God has placed within us, we need to see for ourselves and to have that sense of ourselves as people, disciples who have been entrusted with a task and whose mission on earth is to be like seasoning, like salt, like light for others.